I'm John Sandoval.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is, boy. He's 6 feet four, and he pretty much rules the roost in Maine. Stephen King.
Definitely rules the literary horror genre. I don't know that an author has been adapted more times than Stephen King.
He is the most adapted living author. Hey, he's been called the king of horror, the master of mystery.
Mm-hmm. He's got It out there. I would add a parenthetical shh before the title.
And you would, of course, be wrong.
Yeah. He also has another big disappointing stinker in theaters right now, which is The Dark Tower.
Oh, I've almost forgotten it.
Yeah, well, yeah, everybody did. Audiences forgot it the minute they saw it.
This guy's filmography is incredible. He has so many films adapted because he has so many short stories. A terrific decade for him, 76 through 86.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't know if he's ever done anything better than Carrie.
The better the director, the better the film.
That's a good point.
Right? So Carrie is Brian De Palma.
Yeah, you're right.
And in that period, a lot of named directors took on adaptations of his work.
The best example.
The Shining. Yeah. It is far and away the most interesting, vital adaptation of all his works. And directed, of course, by Stanley Kubrick. Now, you know Stephen King hates that movie.
Of course he does, because Kubrick played with it.
Yeah, he changed it.
He did. And King did not like that.
Right.
And Shining is iconic.
Yeah, for sure.
There are very few people who know anything about movies who don't have some impression of The Shining.
The Dead Zone, directed by David Cronenberg, Christopher Walken.
What about Cujo?
Yeah, I used to love Cujo when I was a kid. You know, the premise is really great. There's a very sweet St. Bernard who's bitten by a rabid bat, I think, and turns into this menacing, man-eating dog.
And then in 83, Christine. You got another menace.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a very bad automobile?
Right, right. The car, the killer car.
Yes, yeah.
Stand By Me.
And for
which
sure.
Is not a horror film.
And if people are going to compare it with Stand By Me, and I think there are elements of it because of the pack of kids, the emphasis on the angst of youngsters and so on, I think is there.
Yeah.
But you're quite right. It plays on all the horror tropes.
Right.
Whereas Stand By Me is much more than anything.
Yeah,
like
dealing
that.
With that nostalgic.
Yeah.
Kids on bicycles.
Yeah.
We can't forget The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, wonderful.
Also not another horror film.
Oh, not at all. And another film like Shining that so many people think about when you ask them about favorite movies.
Frank Darabont, who directed The Shawshank Redemption, has adapted a total of 3 Stephen King works. He followed The Shawshank Redemption up with The Green Mile. You remember
Very
that?
Very good. Once again, another great choice.
Yeah. He went in the opposite direction with The Mist.
What a strange little movie.
Yeah, and maybe one of the darkest endings.
In thinking about It and Stand By Me, you wouldn't be surprised to know that one of his favorite is Lord of the Flies.
Rob Reiner directed both Stand By Me and Misery.
Horror in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
For all of us who write, he does have something from birth, I believe, and that is his eyesight. And this is a guy who has struggled with addiction.
There are a lot of really awful adaptations.
Gosh.
A Mangler?
Sure.
It's about a killer laundry press. He directed one of his own, Maximum Overdrive. It's terrible.
When I look at the filmography and I see, when you talk about The Mangler, when I see the variety of horrors that he can dig up in his mind, what a fascinating human being.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he lives with himself.
You know, in so many of those stories, written by his alter ego, Richard Bachman.
You know, Bachman, that's right, the Bachman stories.
Responsible for The Running Man, which is one of those really fun Schwarzenegger movies from the 80s. Remember where he's in the futuristic reality game show?
Such a dork.
Such ahead of, it's so ahead of its time.
Anyway, can you imagine? He writes for only about 4 hours a day. I say only, that's a lot of writing. As you and I know, 4 hours is like draining. Yeah. But considering his oeuvre,
his eggs? Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.